Ed Plute and Amanda Mitchell strongly believe that chloramination is a bad idea, and they don't want the city of Ketchikan to flip the switch on the new water treatment plant.
First of all, if it rots rubber and it affects aquatic life, I definitely don't want to be drinking this kind of stuff. And it has 15 total symptoms of respiratory system, skin system, eye irritants, digestive systems problems. Just keep what we got. Don't try changing something.
The problem is the city must change what it's got because what it's got violates federal regulations for drinking water. Chlorine reacts with organic material and forms byproducts, including haloacetic acids, which have been shown to cause cancer in lab animals. The levels of haloacetic acids are strictly regulated, and Ketchikan's water has more than allowed. So something had to change, and the city chose chloramination. According to the city, the only other option would be filtration, and the cost of that would be prohibitive. Plute disagrees.
What they're talking about is some weird system, all designed stainless steel, this, that, and the other. You can buy a major system for about $250,000 installed. So I don't want to hear them say that because they spent over $8 million on City Hall in the past 5 years. So I don't think a cost is a matter of its principle here.
He added that more than one of those systems would have to be installed to take care of the city's complete water supply. The city has estimated that an approved filtration system would cost $25 to $40 million to build. Some of the objections to chloramine include that it's dangerous for fish and can't be used in dialysis machines. But according to the EPA, those same issues exist for water treated with chlorine only. There are ways to remove chlorine and chloramine from water before it's used for aquariums or dialysis. Other concerns, which the EPA says are not proven, are that chloramine-treated water causes skin irritation and other problems. Despite the EPA's assurances, objections continue, and not just in Ketchikan. Here's Mitchell, who says she's been in contact with National Consumer Advocate Aaron Brockovich's office, and they plan to send a representative to Ketchikan.
He is actually a water specialist, and he's been going around helping people, and he's actually going to be coming up here to discuss this issue and how they can help and how putting a filtration system is not that expensive.
No.
Some places, actually, only thing they have to do is modifications to the system that they have currently. So it's not building an entire new system. It's just making, you know, smaller changes.
Mitchell says her group has asked for the issue to be placed on a Ketchikan City Council agenda. She would like to see the city delay the planned startup for the chloramination facility so the community can consider options. Mitchell says many people weren't aware of the city's plans, even though the project has been a decade-long process with numerous public hearings, notices, and ad campaigns over those 10 years.
You know, some people don't buy the paper. Some people don't have the internet. There's a huge proportion of the population here that was not aware, even if it was advertised, you know. Okay. So, and there's people that just moved up here.
While waiting for a response from the city, the group is gathering supporters, circulating a petition, and demonstrating near Ketchikan's Plaza Mall. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.